Corbin Hilty's Poetry Slam, Episode 1. A Fight to Remember. I stand at a crossroads in the dark of night. I can smell the sweet night dew kissing the wheat's eager outstretched hands. In the distance, I see a farm with windows aglow, and I imagine that the family must be sitting down to a wonderful meal. Yet I remain isolated in the field. I want to join them, but my feet won't move. They are firmly stuck to the ground. You are a failure, I hear a voice rumble from the wheat. I look around, but I can't find it anywhere. Then I hear a rustling, and from the wheat a Doberman appears. He trots over and sits down in front of me. You are a failure, and you will never amount to anything. I stare into the dog's eyes, which were red with hellfire. Flames seem to jump out of them. I wondered how he can speak when his mouth doesn't even move. Your parents hate you, your sister hates you, and you'll never be loved by anyone. Do yourself a favor and kill yourself. His eyes glowed brighter, intensifying his comments. He must be able to see inside me, because no one else knows that each day that passes, I always have the thoughts. Pick up the knife. Go on. Put it to your throat. Do it. One swift motion and your pain will go away forever. A sob rips through my body like the breaking of an old dam. In that moment, I felt so alone, so isolated that I almost fell into the demon's trap. Go away! I cry between deep, heart-wrenching sobs. My heart was bleeding out, and I was pleading for someone to save me from myself. Each pill I snorted, each bowl I hit, pushed me further away from what I wanted. Why should I? You don't have the power to rebuke me. I am eternal. I am infernal. And I will win this battle. The Doberman roared, causing me to shudder. I sobbed once more and took a deep breath. Go the fuck away! You have no hold over me. I am not the devil's child, nor am I his plaything. I know where I belong. No more will I make myself think that I have no worth. Leave now and never return, beast. Having made my stand, my heart felt lighter. The night was releasing its grasp on the world, and the first faint traces of sunlight began to spill over the horizon. I was exhausted from my confrontation with the demon. I laid down in the field, and sleep came easily. Embers. There is a place where the bitter frost has not scathed, an alcove of the heart protected under lock and key. The heart burns with passion, but the flame has dwindled. All that remains are embers of a once great fire. The embers still burn red hot in the frigid cold, only needing a breath of life to regain momentum. These coals will stay lit until the heart dies. Wait. What? Flames lit gingerly, waiting. Waiting for their chance to bite into the newly deceased. The smoldering flesh turns to ash, as the fingers wrinkle and die. Brittle bones remain in the incinerator, as charn ferries across the lost souls. Slowly drifting up in the air is all that remains of the ones we loved. Our hopes and dreams, cracked, not broken. A crevice in which we pour our heart, our outlet, our cry for help. Will we be crushed under the weight of the Legion, or will we rise and take back our right to dream? Silence. Reality has ceased to be. We are all trapped in a deep sleep. There is no escape from the silence. It surrounds us, drowning out our screams. Emotions erupt from our chests in a shower of blood. The pitiful human condition. The noise threatens the silence, taking away what it has so subtly claimed. No rights to be contained, no rights to be restrained, only the right to feel sorrow, and to choke upon it as they shove it deep down your throat. Matt. My heart bleeds for your attention. I yearn for your words, and yet I receive nothing in return. What kind of cruelty is this? Payback is a bitch, this I know. But could this be restitution for my reserved behavior over the summer? She is always on my mind. She is the only person that I want. I don't care if we don't do anything. I just want to embrace her.
I miss the way her hand fit around two of my fingers. I just want her to know how I feel. I've told her, but I really want her to know that my heart burns with these feelings. Every day I'm here, all I want is to hold her. All I ask is that you let me know. Should I move on? I looked, and I found nothing. Love. Sorrow swoons at the sparrow's tunes. Malignant lies evolve like flies. Pain strips all away in an acidic flood. One by one, the valves shut off, silencing the beating heart. Love, like murder, stains all around it. Contagious in its nature, all is vulnerable. No soul can build an immunity to its unquenchable motive. Love, like murder, will leave you in the cold, bitter night. Beaten, half to death, begging for the end of your suffering, yet desiring more. It is the drug which you live for, the only one you want to overdose on.